Okay, today we're continuing in the second parak of Masech Shkalim, and today we are learning Mishnayos, Gimel, and Dalet. So the Mishnah is going to talk about what happens if you set aside more than you were obligated to set aside. Hamachanis Ma'os. If you put aside a bunch of money over a period of time to try to cover your shekel obligation, say a person is very poor, so he doesn't know that he's going to be able to come with Machsa Shekel at the last minute. So he puts away a couple of prutas, a couple of little coins every now and then. V'amar harei elu l'shikli. And he says, this money is going to be for my shekel. And then it comes time to give the shekel, and you look and you see that you have more than a shekel. So Beis Shammai Omrim Mosara Nedava. Beis Shammai says the extra money remains hekdish, even though you didn't mean to be makdish extra money, and it goes as a Nedava to pay for the Karbanos Nedava. Beis Shammai says, no, the extra money is not kadosh, that's chulin. You know, it was a hekdish betos. You never intended to make it hekdish in the first place. Sha'avi mehen l'shekel. If at the time that you put aside the money, you said, I'm setting this aside so that I will have what to bring my shekel from, then shavin shemel sarin chulin. Then everyone agrees that the extra money is chulin. Even Beis Shammai would agree that it is not kadosh. Elu l'chatas, if someone saves up a bunch of little coins to buy an animal for a carbon chatas, and he says, let this money be for my carbon chatas, and then he counts it up and he's got more money than he needs, shavin shemel sarin nedava. Everyone agrees that the extra money is going to have kadosh. Is going to be in Dava, because even Beis Hill would agree that the extra money has Kedusha, and we'll have to explain why that's different than the Shekel. Sha'avi mehen l'chatos, if he says, I'm putting aside money so that I will later have money with which to buy a korban chatos, shavin shamos or chulin, then everyone agrees that the extra money is in fact chulin. So now, we had said in the last Mishnah that there's a distinction that Beis Hillel makes, that if you put aside money with the intention of using it for the Machsa Shekel, so Beis Hillel said, any extra money is going to be chulin. But if you put aside money with the intention of buying a korban chatos, then we said any extra money is going to actually be kadosh. So I'm Rabbi Shimon, ma bein shkalim l'chatos? Why should there be a difference whether you put aside the money for shkalim or you put it aside for the chatos? So the Mishnah says very simply, shkalim yesh lahem kitzva, v'chatos ein la kitzva. That shkalim have a limit. You're not allowed to give more than a shekel. So you certainly didn't have in mind to be makdish more than a shekel worth of coins. That was clearly your intention the whole time, right? There are six boxes that they use to collect things in the Beis HaMikdash, and they went to buy Ola, Karbanos Ola, to be, you know, to locate a Mizbeach, to keep the Mizbeach going. Now, even though, according to Beis Shammai, the extra money is also Hukdash as a shekel, it can't go to the general shekel fund, because you're not allowed to give more than one shekel. There's a din, Ha'ashir Lo Yarbeh, the excess money has to go to buy Karbanos Nedava in such cases, right? But what we're saying is that there's Yeshlam Kitzva, Ha'ashir Lo Yarbeh, whereas Chatas Ein La Kitzva. Karban Chatas, you spend as much as you want, buy a fatter animal, buy a more expensive animal. So we assume that you wanted to really be Makdish all of the money. So Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Afle Shkalim Ein Lam Kitzva. Rabbi says, what are you talking about? Shkalim also don't have a limit. Shekshal Yisrael Min Hagala, Yishakum Darkonos. When the Jewish people came to Eretz Yisrael from Bavel, they, in the times of Ezra, they used Darkonos to pay for the Shkalim obligations. So they gave, for their shekel, they gave half of whatever the standard coin was. So it was a half of a Darkon, which was equal to one sella. So that's a lot of money. When the Torah says everyone has to give a half a shekel, it doesn't mean a half a shekel. It means to give half of whatever the standard currency is. So at the time the Torah was given, that happened to have been a shekel. But at different periods in history, Jews gave half of whatever it was. So it doesn't really have a kitzvah. Chazru lishkol sloim. And then later on, they switched to using sloim as the standard currency. So they changed their shekel to half of the new standard coin, which was a sella, so it became one shekel each. Chazru lishkol tavan, uvikshol lishkol dinarin. And then again, they switched to using coins called tavain as the basic standard of currency, and they wanted to give dinars for the shekel. But the Chacham didn't allow that, to accept a dinar, because that's worth less than the half of the shekel of the Torah. Meaning, when we're going up, that's okay, but if we're going down, that's not as good. So, but bottom line is, you see that there is no set limit for the shekelim either. So how could Rabbi Shimon say that that's the distinction that Beis Hillel is making? teaching. So Rabbi Shimon says, Afal pi kein yad kulan shava. Even though it's true that the amount of shekel, of the chiv shekel is not completely fixed, but at least everyone's got to give the same amount. Aval chatas zemei v'bselav, zemei v'shtayim, zemei v'shalosh. But carbon chatas is all over the map. You know, people could bring any amount for carbon chatas. So to quickly review what we learned today, in Mishnah Gimel we said that if a poor person is just putting aside some small coins, and he's saying, okay, this is going to be to pay for my machsa shekel, Beis Shammai says any extra money has to be karbanos nedava, has to still kadosh. Whereas Beis Hillel says any extra money is going to be chulin. You don't mean to be makdish that. But if you say, I'm just putting aside money so that I will have enough money with which to give the machsa shekel, everyone agrees that it's chulin. When you put aside money to be able to pay for a karban chatas, everyone agrees that the extra money is kadosh. Even Beis Hillel agrees. When you say, I'm just putting aside money so that I will have enough money to pay for my karban chatas, everyone would agree that it's chulin. So then Mishnah Dalet discussed, why does Beis Hillel think when you put aside money to pay for your shekel, that the extra money is chulin, but to pay for your chatas, the extra money is kadosh? So Rabbi Shimon explained that when it comes to putting aside for the shekel, there's a set amount, and therefore anything in excess of that amount, you clearly didn't mean to be makdish. Whereas when it comes to chatos, there is no set amount. There's no set amount for a shekel either, because the currency could change. It's just a half of whatever currency you happen to be using. So it could be a full shekel when the currency is a seller. It could be, but still, it's a set amount in the sense that all of Klal Yisrael gives the same amount, as opposed to karban chatas, not everybody is going to give the same amount. Okay, but Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Beis, Mishnah Hey.